KJ4KX Mobile. I'm fixing to stop at Burger King and head home. This is KJ4KX Mobile.
The Buck just called to see if you were mad at me at home yet. And I told him no, but to call back in a little while and so he could feel safe that you were at home. KJ4HJ.
Who called? KJ4KX Mobile.
Can you travel fast?
KJ4KX Mobile.
Did you get the drinks and all that with it?
I got your drink with yours.
Keep it from spilling.
KJ4KX Mobile, watching traffic.
I accept the drink.
Well, don't worry about that right now.
Okay. KJ4KX Mobile, KJ4KX.
KJ4KX Mobile.
My two whoppers because he eats more.
I'll be there shortly, KJ4HIA. It's mobile clear, watching traffic.
I'm going to get here so I know to come outside and give my tray. KJ4HIA.
Control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. Motion of Amateur Radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available via Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Check-ins, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Announcements or bulletins will now begin the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You are requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. Checking the pre-check-ins, we had a few pre-check-ins, so let me go ahead and get those stations acknowledged, and then we'll start with Echolink and then our RF check-ins. First, we'd like to welcome Fred. That's Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, W4FCM. And Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4, India, Echo India, N4IEI. Up next, we've got Jerry. That's November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC. And Jerry's checking in with us over in Anderson via the pre-check-in webpage. So, again, glad folks are taking advantage of that. Again, it's for folks that may not be around for the net or have other reasons they can't make it in, and good to hear from them. And continuing down the list, we have Mike. That's Kilo 4 Golf Alpha Tango, K4GAT. And Mike is over in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And last but not least in the pre-check-in list, I've got Carol. That's Kilo Mike 4 Romeo Golf X-Ray, KM4RGX. And again, we've made that functionality available for those people that won't be around for net time or have other issues being able to check in via RF, but we want to get them logged in here and appreciate them taking the time to get logged in. Having problems getting my Echolink node up, and I had a couple signed in there, so we'll go ahead and move to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Control, Net Control, this is Whiskey, November 4, Victor. WN4V, John in Manatee County, South Florida. I am negative and negative, and good evening, WN4V.
AK4HR, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim. I'm a little bit north of Boston. Be negative and negative, just listening.
On pause there. Again, I'm trying to get my Echolink node, something on my side. It's not the node itself. I had it connected, and then I dropped my internet connection, and now I can't get my node to connect back in to the Echolink node. But anyway, just wanted to make sure we didn't have anybody else. But first, I'd like to welcome John. That's Whiskey November 4, Victor, down in Bradenton, Florida. John, hope you're doing okay and all this strangeness going on. Sounding good, so I'm assuming that means you're good. So, again, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Definitely come back and check in as often as you can, and definitely stay safe. Up next, we've got Jim. That's Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra. And Jim's up there, I think you said, north of Boston. And Jim, always good to hear you. And definitely stay safe out there on the road. Appreciate everything you're doing to keep all the supplies and everything rolling. And definitely be back safe. And hopefully we'll be able to do that face-to-face QSO when all this is over, hopefully sooner than later. All right, so we'll give one more call. Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control. All the Echolink stations for the moment, and I'll continue to try and get logged into Echolink here on my side as we move into the RF section of our check-ins tonight. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta, A through D in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
HR. Evening. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight, but hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike. That's Jim and Taylor. So I'll be negative and negative.
Check-ins there to start off the net tonight for our RF check-ins. Up first, we got Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick, good to hear you. And Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Rick, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and Michelle and Lorena are doing well tonight. Up next, we've got David. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey, KO4AOW. And that's David over in Inman. David, I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. Good to get you into the logs. And last but not least in that group, we've got Jim over in Taylor's. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike, KO4BDM. Jim, good to hear you. Looks like that's the first time I've got you in my logs. So I'll try and work on getting your call sign out a little bit faster next time. Getting a little tongue-tied here with some of the call signs. But, Jim, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to get a new call sign in my log. Like I say, I'm sure you probably checked in with some of the other Saturday night net controllers. But since I only call the net about once every 5 weeks or so in the rotation, there's a couple that come in, and it's always good to get them in here. But either way, definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in and come back and check in as often as you can. All right, so we'll give one more call here for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer. I'll be around for comments, Mike.
prepared to see if we had somebody come in on Dave's coattails, but like to welcome W4DJW, our net control manager. Dave, appreciate everything you do to keep us all scheduled, coordinated, and running smoothly. But definitely got you marked down here for comments, Dave, so we'll be back to check with you in just a minute. And for those that may not know, Dave's called W4DJW, Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. And Dave, again, appreciate you taking the time to check in, and we'll be back to find out how your day was here in just a few minutes. All right, we'll go ahead and move the alphabet down a little bit to the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
4HR. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Negative, negative night, Mike, thanks.
AK4HR. This is WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan. Over northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Mike, and everybody on the net. Just check me in and out tonight, please. Thank you.
Hands there for the Echo Through Hotel group. Up first, we got Harry. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear from you. And up next in that group, we've got Dan. That's Whiskey Bravo 4, Foxtrot Echo Echo, WB4FEE. And Dan's over in Simpsonville. And Dan, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And good to get you logged in here as well. All right, seems a little light for the Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll give one more call before we move on. Echo Through Hotel and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Net Control. Mary 4, Golf Echo Echo, KM4GEE, Dan in Lake Topsway, North Carolina, in and out short time.
HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Like to welcome Kilo Mike 4 Golf Echo Echo. That's Dan up at Lake Toxaway. And Dan, sounded good into the repeater. And I got you marked down in short time, so definitely feel free to secure your station as your leisure, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you. All right, so we'll go ahead and move on down to the India through Lima group. I through L in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
HR. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It'll be negative and negative and 73s for each one of you.
Cool. Check in Kilo, Oscar, 4, Alpha, Lima, Lima, Joe, and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling in, Mike. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all. No traffic, no comments.
4HR. Excellent call sign. Hello, Mike. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. I do hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Mike George. Hello, India 4, Lima Zulu Inc. KI4LZI on HT. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
How's there? Another good group checking in tonight for a Saturday night for sure. Up first, we got James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, KK4JFO. James, good to hear you, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Joe. That's Kilo, Oscar 4, Alpha, Lima, Lima, KO4ALL. And Joe, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got our buddy Sid. That's Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. And Sid, appreciate your checking in with us. Hope you and yours are doing well as well through all this kind of strangeness we've got going on now, but definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and stay safe. Up next, we've got Larry, good friend, good voice on the radio, Larry. Of course, you know, it's always good to hear you, and I appreciate you bringing Miss Donna along with you. Larry, you've got Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ, and again, Larry brings along his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. And Larry, always good to hear you. Hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. And last but not least in that group of check-ins, we've got our buddy Andy up in Table Rock. That's Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. And Andy, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And, of course, you're making it fine into the repeater with that HT, so definitely sounding good up there. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, we'll give one more call for the India through Lima group, I through L, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control. Got my Echolink node signed back in yet, so I'm going to pause just a moment since we're halfway through the alphabet, see if we have any additional Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control. All the Echolink stations for the moment. I'll continue to try and get my node to check in. I run into this occasionally. Again, it's not a problem with Echolink. It's something with my local network at home. So we'll move down the alphabet just a little bit to the Mike through Papa group, M through P in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Number 4, Oscar Tango Whiskey, James and Anderson. Negative and a negative. Good
evening, everybody. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County, and I'll be negative and negative. 73U on Airman on the net.
And Kilo 8, Mike Golf, Mac, and over in Eastley, and I'll be negative and negative. And say hope everyone has a good evening and a good weekend.
K4HR. NK4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden.
No traffic. No comment.
Thank you, sir.
Check-ins there for the Mike through Papa group. First, we'd like to welcome James. That's Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Tango Whiskey. KD4OTW. And James is over in Anderson. James, a little noisy getting into the repeater, but not a problem at all. I was able to copy you. Not sure if you're on an HT, but we may have to work on moving you around just a little bit to get you a little bit better signal into the repeater. But again, not a problem copying, just a little bit of noise on your signal. And I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Matt, one of our other net controllers. So Matt, appreciate you taking the time to check in. We got Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. And Matt is over in Greenville. And appreciate you taking the time to check in with us, Matt. Always good to hear you. Up next, we've got Mac. That's Kilo 8, Mike Golf, K8MG. And Mac, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Pat over in Malden. That's K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. And Pat, probably doesn't need it to be said, but always, as always, excellent for a signal into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. All right, we'll give one more call for the Mike through Papa group before we move on down the alphabet. M through P in the suffix of your call, your net, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody in the Mike through Papa group for the moment, so we'll move to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Again, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman. No comment, no trip.
HR. HR, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray, Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim, in Taylors. No traffic, no comment.
HR. And Kilo 4, Romeo Golf Bravo, this is Robert in Anderson. No traffic, no comment.
Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu, Floyd in Taylors, no and no.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Another good group of check-ins here as we head down to the bottom of the alphabet. Up first, we've got Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, KN4RJN, and that's John. John, good to hear you, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Jim. That's Kilo Alpha 2 Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ. And, Jim, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Robert. That's Kilo 4 Romeo Golf Bravo, K4RGB. And, Robert, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Floyd. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Romeo Echo Zulu, KJ4REZ. And appreciate everybody in that group taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you and get you logged in here. All right, we'll give one more call for the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody in the Quebec through Tango group for the moment, so we'll move to the ever-patient group on Saturday night. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
KN4VWA, Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve and Edmund, and I'll be negative and negative and listening in.
AK4HR, can you please check in and out Kilo Mike 4 Uniform Hotel Charlie? The name's Ivan up in Landrum.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. The name's Rod, Romeo Oscar Delta. We're located in the land of Wallace. We're good evening, and we're negative and negative.
HR net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Another good group of check-ins here. Some voices I haven't heard, names and call signs in a while. And again, it's my fault completely for not having the radio on. This quarantine has me so, well, I shouldn't say so busy, but busier than I should be and probably should need to be at the radio a little bit more. But anyway, let me go ahead and acknowledge those folks that have checked in here. Up first, we got Alan. That's Kilo 4 Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. Goodness, Alan, sorry I'm having trouble getting your call out there. And Alan's down in Piedmont, so I'd like to welcome Alan to the net tonight. Up next, we got Steve. That's Kilo November 4 Victor Whiskey Alpha, KN4VWA. And Steve, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Ivan. That's Kilo Mike 4 Uniform Hotel Charlie. And Ivan, used to hearing you up on the 6600 repeater, or Mount Mitchell repeater, I guess, a lot more. But again, I haven't had the radio on quite as much. But glad you're down here checking in with us, and definitely like to hear you down here on the 610 as often as you can. So appreciate you checking in with us, and always good to hear you. And last but not least, we've got Rod, Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu, W4WOZ. And Rod, definitely good to hear you. Definitely don't hear you as much as I need to, but again, my problem because I keep the radio turned down way too much. But definitely good to hear you in here, Rod. Always a pleasure when I hear you on the radio. So thanks for taking the time to stop by and check in with us tonight. All right, we'll give one more call for the Uniform through Zulu group before we open it up to the big group. U through Z in the suffix of your call, and wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, this is Kilo Charlie Niner, Uniform Golf, KC9UUG. Jared and Pickens, I'll be checking in tonight. No traffic, no round table. Hope everyone is doing well, and hope Mom coming through clear to the repeater.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Jared, not a problem at all. You are definitely coming into the repeater. No problem at all. I'll get in there. I'd like to welcome you to the net tonight. It's Kilo Charlie 9, Uniform Golf, KC4UUG. And again, excellent signal in the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, let's go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlotte, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor, negative and negative.
HR, please check in Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. Alice in Taylor, I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4,
Alpha Yankee Romeo. Chris here, mobile in Greenville.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Let me go ahead and acknowledge those stations that checked in that group, just in case Chris might get out from under the umbrella of the repeater. But up first in that group, we had Warren. That's November 4, Hotel Charlie. And Warren, good to hear you tonight, sir. feels like forever since I've been able to put eyes on the folks at a testing session, even though I think we've only missed one because of this whole shutdown thing. But anyway, I think you know what I mean. It just seems like forever since I've seen everybody. But good to hear your voice, Warren. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Hope you and yours are doing well. Up next, we've got Alice. That's Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo, K4 KAE. And Alice is over in Taylor's. Alice, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Chris out there mobile. And Chris, definitely be safe out there. Chris is called Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Yankee Romeo, K04AYR. And Chris, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Definitely be safe out there on the mobile. All right, so we'll give one more call here for the big group, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Off portion, or check-ins for the moment, I'll give one more call for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody at the moment. Let me give one more call before we secure the formal portion of the net. Any station, Alpha through Zulu and the suffix of your call, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we secure the formal portion of the net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Oh. Oh, please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's Juan and Greenville, no traffic, no comment. 73.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to welcome Juan. That's Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie, WA4KC. And Juan, good to hear you, sir. Just like I was telling Warren, it seems like I've been forever being able to do any face-to-face meetups. I think I'm trying to remember if we crossed paths at Greenwood this year or not. I think we did, but it just seems like so long since I've been able to get out. But anyway, Juan, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you. I hope you and yours are safe. And again, thanks for checking in with us tonight. All right, we'll give one more call, Alpha through Zulu, before we secure the formal portion. A through Z and the suffix of your call. And wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody for the time being. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks for all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with additional periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. Looking at my log here, I've only got one station currently signed in for RAGCHU, and that's W4DJW, again, our net control manager. So we'll find out. Dave, how was your day, sir?
Hey, Mike. AK4HR on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, W4DJW. Well, I got the grass cut today after that big monsoon we had when those four different patches of storm came overhead. I was wondering if you got hit by any of that. I know Taylor's got hit pretty hard, but I was waiting for the ground to dry out. It dumped buckets of rain over here. So no sprinklers on for a week and no major storms. So the grass was dry enough to cut. Got it cut. It was still moist in some areas today. Got all the trimming and all that stuff done. Came back inside to see how we were doing on the number crunching against COVID with Team Sci-Fi. I don't know if you've heard us talk about that much or not, because I know you've been busy. That's one of the things I was going to ask you is how you're faring during this lockdown. For me, it's not a whole lot different than it used to be because I'm always at home anyway. The major difference for me is I don't go out on the weekends except for maybe every third to second weekend. I skip one or two weekends before going out, and it's usually just one trip. But other than that, throughout the week, my wife, she's working from home now, so we're both busy all day. We cross paths maybe once or twice during the day in the kitchen, going to get water or get lunch or something like that. But our schedules don't line up so that we could eat lunch together. But I think we both eat lunch from our desk. Just wondering how you were holding up doing it. I heard you say that it was keeping you really busy. Is that attributed to all the people working from home needing help?
HR with W4DJW and the RAGCHU portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Yeah, Dave, we had a little bit of rain, but it seems like being south of 85, I don't know why, but it seems to kind of protect us a little bit. We do get a little bit of rain and a little bit of wind, but I think nothing like my in-laws live over towards Taylor's, and they get it a whole lot worse than we do. It seems like every time a storm blows through, But I'd cut the grass earlier in the week, kind of in the middle of the storms that blew through. I think we had like one day where it dried out. But a couple weeks ago, my neighbor behind me actually had a water leak, and it took us days and days to find it because the ground kept getting wet from all the rain. But it took him about a week just to realize he had had a water leak. Greenville Water System came out and told him that he was losing like several thousand gallons of water. And, of course, his backyard drains into my backyard, which drains into the street. So I had people knocking on my door asking if I had a water leak. And I walked my house and the perimeter, and I was, you know, sticking sticks in the ground to see if I could find out where the water was coming from. Because, again, we thought it was just the rain because we had had so much. But they got that fixed. And, again, our arch has been a little damp, but it'll be a couple days before I have to cut the grass again. But I don't know why. I just seem busier now. And maybe it's because I'm looking for work to do. We do have a couple of customers that are closed down and have their remote folks. So our call center's a little bit busy. But since we're doing operating system support and patches and stuff, Microsoft is still releasing all that. So we still have to push that stuff out and test it, which makes it a little bit more difficult over VPN. But I think the work is finding some work to stay busy sometimes. But let me let this drop just for a second. Babysit for a family friend and while she's working. So it seems like I end up doing a little bit more than I normally would, I guess, with the two girls. But that's a lot of fun. So really just haven't really been sitting at my computer as much as I probably should. I kick off a machine build, which, you know, takes a couple of hours, so usually I'll get up from my desk and move around, kind of forcing myself. So I don't know if it's necessarily busier or if it's just me feeling busier by trying to make myself appear busy, if that makes sense. Over.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a good problem to have, rather than being pushed to the limit and sweating bullets because the deadline's coming and you've got to get it done by the deadline. Well, I guess six of one, half a dozen of the other. Well, it's good that you're doing good through this while we power through being on lockdown compared to what other pandemics people have had to go through. We've got it pretty light, I think. Well, have you been able to listen on the radio enough to know that we've got a bunch of ham radio operators in this area crunching through work units that are folding proteins to help find a vaccine for COVID-19?
W4DJW in the rag chew portion. No, Dave, I'll have to admit that I'm kind of in the dark on that. I hadn't actually heard anything. I'm assuming it's kind of like was it SETI that used to use the processing power for when you were offline? It would basically run that screensaver to try and detect radio signals. Is similar to that?
Yes. In fact, it uses the same manager that SETI used, SETI at home. I don't know that they're still doing SETI at home. I see it in the stats, and I've been looking through the stats. But somebody contacted me. Oh, yeah, a developer that I worked with back in the 1990s and early 2000s contacted me and said that they're putting the distributed computing group back together that I was on back then. And that's when I used to have crack racks running in the airplane room, heating up that room really hot. And since then, tore them all down. The team basically disbanded. But they, with this COVID-19 thing coming back up, they got back together and reestablished the team. Team Sci-Fi is the name. Team-Sci-Fi, all one word, is the name of our team. There is a link that takes you out to a Japanese website. It's not the same thing. But a bunch of people on here that listen on this repeater have signed up for it and are crunching work units. You download work units, you crunch through them. They take 8 hours to process, and you, based on your CPU, you fold proteins, and you're looking for weaknesses in the proteins that you're folding. It's a lot more to it than that, but that just gives you a rough idea of what we're doing. But anyway, love to see your name on the board. I was just looking over the stats. Everybody that joined is working their way up through the stats to the top of the list, headed toward the top of the list. Everybody's making gains day after day after day. And anyway, it's something to do to keep busy. I figured with your background, it would be really super easy for you. W4DJW back to AK4HR in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Definitely look into it. Again, I've got some older computers that I use a lot more, and then, of course, my one work computer. But I definitely got some stuff online. I could load some stuff on there that they sit idle most of the day. So if you could shoot me an email maybe with some info, and I'll just take a look at it and see if I can't get up and run it online.
I'll shoot you the same email that I sent out to most everybody around this area that has signed up. It's shocking to me. I figure we get one or two people signed up. We've got a half a dozen to a dozen people that are signing up. On the team used to have like 80-something people in it. I think it's getting approaching 20 now. So it's taken off. And it is kind of interesting. It's I got to warn you, when I first talked to Glenn about it, KD2BNG, he said, yeah, I've got one or two spares computers I'll throw at it. And then I look in the stats and I see he's been changing operating systems and stuff like that, but it equals up to about 11 different tries of different operating systems and computer combinations. So he's been busy as I have. It's I can't wait till the end of the workday. I go over there and check out the stats. I can't wait till I wake up in the morning and see how good it did overnight. It's just a lot of fun. It's the same amount of fun it used to be back in the 1990s. But I'll shoot you the same email I sent everybody, and it has the instructions that developer gave me to get me back going in on it. And I know you won't have any trouble with it. But appreciate you signing up. It's a lot of fun.
Like I say, I'll take a look at it, and, you know, I don't mind. You know, I had done the SETI stuff a little bit, I think, back in the day, just kind of playing around, just because it, you know, just kind of runs in the background and that kind of stuff. So, but, yeah, I'll definitely take a look at it and see if I can get a computer or two. I've got a tablet over here and some other stuff if it'll support the processing stuff. Sad to say, most of my computers are pretty old equipment, they probably shouldn't be running Windows 10, but I've got it at least run. You know, the OS at least loads and they do run. So, of course, again, most of my stuff ends up being VPN, so I don't need a whole lot of processing power locally, but they're welcome to what I've got over.
Well, that's not unlike any of the rest of us. We've all got old equipment. I've got some 15-year-old laptops that battery was so dead in them that you couldn't boot it up with a battery, and you had to take the battery out to get it to boot up. That tells you how old they are. but they're crunching away. I made room in a shelf on the closet, and because the shelf in the closet's made out of a grate with that air can flow through, the underneath of it doesn't get hot, keeps it cool. All except for one that worked out that way. The one, the XPS, the really thin old one, where they were making them thin before they really should have been making them thin, that one has always had a problem with heat. So I just stuck a fan up underneath of it, a little fan that I pulled out of another computer that I scrapped, and just clamped it up underneath of it and blowing on it, and it works just fine. But you can decide how much CPU time and how many CPUs you want to, so you want to allow it to use, which will control the heat. But anyway, just wanted to throw that out there and let you know. I'll let you go ahead and get on with the net. I always enjoy hearing you call the net, Mike. I look up there and see your name on there, not just coming up on the list, and just smile. I appreciate you calling the net. AK4HR, W4DJW, back to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I appreciate you hanging out and making a few comments. Like I said, you were the only one I had signed in for RagChew tonight. So, again, like we talked about before, I do a whole lot more listening, and I really need to get my HF rig. I keep playing around with different things and having the best intentions. You know, a couple of months ago, I picked up a couple of those little soda beam antennas, and I haven't even gotten those out. Got my batteries for doing some soda summits at some point. I wanted to get the equipment all checked out, but I just haven't quite gotten around to it. And of course, there's nothing but excuses right now. I just have to make myself get out there and do it. And with I should be able to get around to it, but those round to it just seem to never come up the way I expect them to. But again, I just need to kind of force myself to get my HF stuff going and just again turn the radio on. But it seems as the weather gets warm, I end up outside a whole lot more away from the shack than I am during the winter time. And again, just more excuses than anything, but I just have to get myself back in there. But I appreciate you hanging around and making comments, and I'll definitely check that email when it comes over and see if we can't get some computers set up on there. But All right, before we continue on, let's see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. 10 Kilo, November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, SKN 4, UBG. Kevin, Fountain Inn, I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net. Good evening, Dave. Got a question for you in a little bit there, Dave. Back to net.
If call net, please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Fox, Truck Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTE, Richard, Northwest, Anderson County, Flat Town.
Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. This is Tom. I'm located in Lyman right now, mobile, coming home from the kids' lake house. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
For HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, another good group of check-ins here. Up first, I'd like to welcome Kevin. That's Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, KN4 UBG. And Kevin, did you want to go ahead and ask Dave your question now, or you want to wait till we secure the net?
Doing there, that way we, you know, we can carry on there. KN4 UBG, back to you.
No, Kevin, like I say, we can do it either way, but if you guys want to wait, we'll see if we have a few more check-ins here, and then I'll turn the frequency over to you after we get done with the net here. Up next, we got Richard. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4 FTU, and Richard's over in Slaptown. Richard, always good to hear you. Again, need to stay, keep the radio on so I can hear these friendly voices. Hadn't heard you in a while, so again, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And again, not hearing you is definitely on my end, not on yours, but always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, got Tom out there mobiling, headed home. And Tom, definitely good to hear you as well. Same thing as here. Haven't even heard you on during the day, but again, my fault, not yours, because I haven't had the radios on. Can't really listen if the the electrons aren't moving through the radio. But anyway, Tom, definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us, and definitely be safe. Hope you get home safe, and I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, one more call. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Calls usually means we have everybody, so I'll give one additional call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Kilo 4, Alpha Romeo Sierra. Peter, here's the bars.
On the check-in there, a little noisy. Is it, let me verify your call sign. Kilo 4, Alpha Romeo Sierra, is that correct?
Kilo 4, Papa Romeo Sierra. Papa Romeo Sierra.
I think that was my ears playing tricks on me. I heard Alpha instead of Papa, but I've got you logged in here. So we've got, I'd like to welcome Peter. That's Kilo 4, Papa Romeo Sierra. Is that correct?
Correct.
It's probably my ears playing tricks on me. Sorry about that, but I definitely got you logged in here correct now. So I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and appreciate your patience in making sure I got you logged in here. Definitely good to hear you, and again, appreciate you signing in and letting us get you logged in. All right, additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. HR, please check in. Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha, Bravo, Kenneth in Arden, North Carolina. Negative and negative tonight. Appreciate you.
For that little pause there, seeing if anybody else wanted to come in there on your coattails, I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight from Arden. That's Whiskey 4, Kilo Alpha, Bravo, W4KAV. And Kenneth, appreciate you taking the time to check in here, and hope to hear you again really soon. All right, one more call. Still trying to get my node back into the Echolink system, but I have this problem. I was signed into one of my VPNs and disconnected, and anyway, my computer kind of does this. It takes forever to sign back into Echolink, but I'll get it resolved here. But Echolink stations or RF stations wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause usually means we've got everybody that wanted to check in, so I'll ask one final time. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, Net Control. Pause usually means we have everybody, so I believe that should wrap us up. Daniel, I believe KJ4WZM is scheduled to call the net tomorrow night, so I'd know he'd appreciate everybody coming back and checking in with him as well. And tonight we had 45 check-ins, and stand by while I pass the net report. KJ4AK4HR.
Go ahead, Mike.
Had to use the web interface again, and I'm getting a connection timeout, which could be on my side. Would you be able to take my net report?
Absolutely, no problem. Ready to copy.
About that, I'll have to check my internet connection, but please copy my message number 104, routine abbreviated, from AK4HR to W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for May 2nd, 2020. Goodness, can't even get my words out. Check-ins were 45, that's 4-5. Traffic was 1. Break, sign at AK4HR. How copy?
I copy your message number 104. For the 2nd of May, 2020, from AK4HR to W4DJW, the check-ins were 45, traffic was 1. W4DJW back to AK4HR on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Oh, sir, I'm not sure what's going on with my internet connection tonight, but I'll get it squared away for the next time I'm calling the net, I hope. All right, well, this is AK4HR, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for all stations who've checked in. Remember, and do your best and try and keep the magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs, and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, and God bless.
KJW. KN4, UBG.
Hey, Kevin, go ahead, W4DJW.
Out last night, as far as the early check-in thing, did that work out?
Last night for the early check-ins, you mean when John was calling it? I'm pretty sure he went out there and pulled the early check-ins. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Roger. I was at work last night, and I put in the early check-ins on my lunch break, and that way it would be set to go for 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's been working really good. No problem. Anytime you run into an issue like that and you still want to have a presence during the net, that's the way to do it.
I'm just trying to get used to that thing, man. I'm doing a whole different shift than what I was doing. No more garage door, man. I'm doing something totally different now.
Well, sometimes change can be good. I know I've made several major career shifts throughout my career. And, you know, while you're making the shift, it's like, should I really be doing this? But so far, knock on wood, I hope my next one is retirement, my next career change. But so far, it's worked out pretty good. But I know what you're going through. It can be nerve-wracking.
No, man, it's better than the last one I had, I'll put it that way. I went in Monday and, started my shop position and walking around doing everything, checking in everything and putting it away. About 10:30, I got called in and said my position was terminated. So I had to clean my truck out, gave it back to them, and started to work Wednesday night. Could have went to work the same night, but I just took one night and rested. But, I don't know, man. I like it. Walking about 7 miles on that. You know, but pretty interested. I'll put it this way. I got a really big logging chain off my back. That big sack of weights I had back there. It was getting frustrated, man. And it was time for some change.
Well, good for you, Kevin. I'm happy for you. That's a good attitude. But nonetheless, it is kind of scary, and I know there's a lot of that going on, and I know we're all looking side to side, wondering what's going to happen next if the economy doesn't get rolling again pretty soon. But then if it gets rolling too soon, we're right back to where we are right now, all over again. It's like having a hold of a tiger's tail. But I'm happy for you, Kevin. Good to hear that. Good to hear you're enjoying it.
Be enjoying getting to sleep in, man. That's the main thing. I get to sleep in. I get up, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning now, and sit around with a wife for a little bit, do a few things outside or whatever, and 2:30, I got to be at work. I got to leave here about 1:45 to be there by 2:30, but other than that, I mean, I like it, man. It's two totally different. You know, I went from driving 150 miles a day to walking 7 miles a day, so big change, but I like it.
Well, I think that walking 7 miles a day is going to be good for you. It's like Jim, who used to be on this repeater all the time, but he's not on it much anymore. His call was KI4MSA. They were buying a new house not too far from where I live. And he said, I was talking to him one day, and he says, you know, I don't know about this new house. It's got bedrooms and everything's upstairs, living room and all that stuff, kitchen downstairs. He said, I don't know about going up and down those stairs all the time. My response to him was, going up and down those stairs all the time will make sure that you're able to go up and down those stairs all the time. It's good for you. So turned out to be for the better. Well, is it interesting work, stuff you like? I know, is it outdoors walking or indoors walking? What kind of walk?
For UBG, it's indoors, man. You know, we got two really good, or three really good storms the other night, so, I mean, that's a good thing. I'm indoors. I don't have to deal with the rain and weather and stuff like I was working out in the rain, because, I mean, that was starting to get ridiculous and kind of stupid, you know, because, I mean, they was putting us out in the weather working and everything else. I mean, if it's pouring down rain, a monsoon out there, they wanted the work to get done, and you know, they didn't want you to do anything any different. So, you know, basically, I don't know, man. I got tired of it. You know, I've always said, you know, it wasn't in my, when I filled out the job description, that I had to carry a rain suit around with me. You know, but when we moved in this new building over here with these other guys, man, I don't know, they was kind of crazy. And I done got sick so many times, I told my wife, I'm getting bored with it. Got to do something different, you know, getting burnt out, you know. And what so happened, it worked itself out, man. I gave them all their stuff back, gave them the truck back, fuel card back. Got all my stuff out of the truck, brought it home, and I put it this way, I'm loving what I'm doing.
Well, that is good. I remember, I've always had inside jobs, being indoors all the time. And one of those was rotating shifts at Michelin back in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. And when I moved from the lab into the machine shop, every once in a while they would need me to go from the Donaldson Center plant over to the Spartanburg plant up on New Cut Road. And I would think when I got in my car, I left the Donaldson Center and I headed out to Spartanburg. I thought, man, this is nice. This is cool. I get to see sunshine during the daytime. It was, so I guess it's, the grass is always greener on the other side. You get stuck inside all the time. It'd be nice to be able to go outside. Every now and then here, I get like a half hour break between meetings and I'll take the dog and the cat. The cat's starting to go outside now too. And I'll go outside and sit on the front step and just take in some sunshine. And the cat and the dog are just out playing around in the front yard. But then it ends. I have to go back in the house, and there I am again, stuck with no sunshine for the rest of the day. Anyway, so for you it'll be a change. In the beginning it'll be nice. Yeah, during bad weather, I can understand that completely. But you do get to missing the sunshine and the green grass and the trees and the animals on the outside too. W4DJW.
That's the only thing I'm really going to miss, man, is going from place to place, seeing different things. But, I mean, other than that, I don't know. I'm ready for a change, you know. Maybe, you know, somewhere down the road, you know, 8 months, you know, year, 2 years, whatever. Ever how long this one here lasts, you know, maybe I get burned out on this one and do something different, you know. But right now, I think I'm going to be there for a while. I was hoping to retire on the last job, but I don't know, man. This corona thing throwed a bunch of wrenches in the pot. And they started getting rid of everybody. So, I mean, they got rid of four of us. But, you know, we're the old guys that was with the overhead door company. So, you know, all but one of us. But I don't know. Just if anybody starts asking about me, if anybody asks us, have you heard me around, you know, just let them know I'm on second shift now. I start at 2:30 and don't get off till 11. So if there's a few nights I don't get in the net, everybody knows why. That's why I wanted to talk to you.
Okay. Well, you can still keep in touch with us with the pre-check-in thing and probably a morning group on there. Well, I don't know if you're working second shift. When I worked second, I didn't get off work till midnight and didn't get home till like an hour after that, because you had to, after the end of the shift, had to put everything up and clean up and get out of there and then drive 30 miles to go home. So it was like 1 o'clock in the morning when I got home. I was not up early for the early crowd who's driving to work and that kind of stuff. But I don't know. Sometimes I don't start work until 10 o'clock our time. That's 7 o'clock California time, which is the time I start working. So sometimes I'm in here in the morning, but not as much as others. Sometimes, this is like the end of our fiscal year, so I'm having to do a whole bunch of extra work. But when those kinds of things aren't happening, maybe I'll catch you in the morning sometime on here.